The UNBC Timberwolves had their chances, but it was Trinity Western who were the more clinical side, making the most of their chances and beating the T-Wolves 3-1 on Sunday in Prince George. In the early going, the Timberwolves came out the hungrier side, causing turnovers and opportunities in the opening minutes. Their hard work would be rewarded in the eighth minute when Anthony Preston sent speedster Gregor Smith on a run behind the Spartans' backline. The Kelowna product found Michael Henman for a tap-in finish, and the fourth year finished it off, opening the scoring. "I have been playing with Mikey for a while now. I know the spaces he is going to attack, so I knew I had to get a good ball in there so he could tap it home," said Smith, post-game. "I am happy for Mike." UNBC continued to apply pressure, as second-year striker Connor Lewis gave TWU trouble on numerous occasions, but Trinity keeper Alex Cordero was up to the task. Late in the half, Trinity was awarded a free kick from 22 yards out, and they made the home side pay. The ball was sent into the box and UNBC keeper Daniel Zadravic ended up with a Spartan on top of him, before Adam Hajeki was able to knock it past the chaos around the goal line and into the net. "That was what kept us in it. That brought us motivation in the change room," said TWU's Brandon Torreson. "To bring up a new level F0R the second half, and I think that showed. We stayed composed, because they weren't allowing us to play out, which we like to do. We communicated with each other, to understand how to beat their press." At the half, shots on goal were just 2-1 in favor of the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves brushed off the late goal and came out intentional in the second half. Henman and Smith both had chances, while Tristan Torreson had a look for TWU, but the game stayed 1-1. The Spartans found another gear as the half progressed, showing technical prowess in transition, and taking advantage of a UNBC backline that lost starting defenders Mitch Lindley and Damian Drawn in the game. "They're both huge guys. On set pieces, it's nice to have a 6'5" body in the box," said Smith. "That hurt that area, but they're also strong defenders. When you chop up your backline halfway through the game, it changes the dynamic, and that really hurt us." In the 73rd minute, the visitors found the go-ahead marker they were seeking when Brandon Torreson finished off a great pass from substitute Luca Alberti, B3 aiding an outstretched Zadravic and making it 2-1. "Their transition was better than ours. We were transitioning all game, but we weren't clinical enough," said Smith. "They had two good transitions and scored. With UNBC pressing for the equalizer and nearly finding it on numerous occasions, Trinity took advantage at the other end, with Marcus Ternagel getting in on a break and sliding one inside the right post for the insurance marker. When the referee blew the final whistle, the Spartans had earned a 3-1 victory and a 4-point road weekend. "It's huge, especially with two away games," said Torreson. "It's nice to get some points. Really good to build, and we are home next weekend. But it was nice to get some points away." UNBC actually outshot the Spartans 15-7, but left plenty of meat on the bone as far as making good on runs and potential scoring opportunities. They now prepare to welcome the Victoria Vikes next weekend at Mossage Place for a doubleheader.